All right, we are back on the air. 5 minutes stretched to 10 minutes. We have five resolutions on our consent agenda, and we have committee reports, so we may be able to be more expeditious going forward. I will read off the consent agenda. These are resolutions not expected to be controversial that can pass in a single vote. For the appointments, we have Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Leslie McLean Claiborne, Kit Kephart. Mm-hmm. Criminal Justice Advisory Alternatives to Incarceration Board, Marilyn Ray and Louise Miller. Substance Abuse Subcommittee, RP Hobagamian, thank you. Board of Health, Jane Morgan, it's in the at-large seat. Office for the Aging Advisory Board, Edith Spaulding and Mary Olds. And the resolutions under Government Performance and Workforce Relations Committee. Appointment of Temporary Board of Assessment Review Hearing Members to serve on Administration Hearing Panels.
Poll.
Correction of Taxes, Town of Lansing. This is the revised version that is in your packet. Under Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality Committee, appointments to Industrial Development Agency.
Poll that one.
Poll, okay. And Public Safety Committee, requesting the State of New York to house New York State parole violators in the New York State Department of Corrections, and acceptance of 2009 Annual Alternatives to Incarceration Consolidated Services Plan. We'd like to move the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask that Resolution A be pulled?
Resolution A. A was already pulled.
Oh, A was already
Yes, so B, D, and E, and the appointments are now the consent agenda. Jim moves it. Who seconds? Leslin seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. So A and C. Okay. We'll start with committee reports. Health and Human Services Committee, Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee met just before this meeting, and the order of business was to review the appointments that we've already seen passed. The next committee meeting is March the 10th at 3:30. We've had a change of day. We've moved it from Wednesday to Tuesday, just so you're aware. And the only item that I'd like to bring to your attention is the meeting that took place a week ago yesterday up at the Health Department at the Rice Conference Room with regard to the presentations by DSS, Patricia Carey, Alice Cole, Department of Health, and COFA, Lisa Holmes. You've been treated to most of the information in the paper, but it was to highlight what the effects of the losses, financial losses, were to those three areas and how they may translate into our budget. With that, I will entertain any questions.
Seeing no questions, we'll move on to Facilities and Infrastructure Committee. Leslie McLean Claiborne, Chair.
F and I will meet this Thursday, the 19th at 3:30. As you heard earlier tonight, one of the big discussions on our agenda is about the stimulus project list.
Thank you. If there's no questions, we'll move on to Government Performance and Workforce Relations Committee. Nathan Shinagawa, Chair.
Before I have Julie do that report, because I wasn't able to attend that meeting, I just wanted to let everybody know that I had a meeting today with Paula and Joe, really productive meeting, talking specifically about the government performance aspect of our committee, and we'll be meeting regularly until the next, almost weekly until the next meeting, so that we can have a good idea of what we're going to talk with the committee about. Also, I had a chance after that to meet with Anita, Steve, and Jackie over at Personnel. I had a great discussion about that, and we're going to go over our personnel-related goals next week in a meeting, and of course, anybody that wants to come is welcome to join with that. Hopefully, I'll work with different groups and probably get some goals out. One of the things about goals that I want to focus on this year, at least for government performance and workforce relations, is in the spirit of all the performance kind of framework stuff, I want our goals to not only, you know, have a goal, but also to have a specific, you know, way in which you can see whether or not you've achieved that goal. And so I brought that idea up In our meeting with Joe and Paula, Joe and Paula brought that up, just showing different examples. But after that, I went to, and talked to Anita and Steve and Jackie, and just really was well received. So hopefully, we can look at some goals in terms of looking at metrics for those goals as well. And so we'll focus on that. And of course, you know, the committee is going to weigh in on the goals and all that other stuff. This is just work that I'm going to be doing and with everybody else. And I'll try to be as transparent as possible and keep everybody in the loop. So with that, I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend the last meeting. I had a class, a one-credit class on facility planning, so now I know everything that there is to know about facility planning. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, but it was good. But so I'm going to pass this off to Dooley.
Thanks, Nate. Well, due to a lack of quorum at the start of our meeting, Mike Kaplinkalera appointed himself and Martha, so we got started, and then the other two other members arrived, and so we had a full complement. The county administrator told us about the stimulus package, which we now know much more about tonight, so I won't say anything more about that. But our discussion at committee did reveal that there were concerns that the legislature had not yet responded, and that's what we talked about a little while ago. The county clerk is applying for a 2009-2010 grant, this time for $855,000, to continue scanning images of old documents into the electronic data management system. And I want to tell you about the resolution that was pulled, which we will get to, Resolution A. I'll tell you about that when we get to it. We had a presentation on the Health Consortium, which you heard tonight, so I don't have to repeat any of that. The county administrator had proposed a resolution to establish a different process for filling vacancies and dealing with reclassifications, and that got a lot of discussion, and I guess that will be discussed further. We did establish a legislative order of succession, which got changed from the draft in the packet to reflect some attention being paid to length of experience on the legislature. And the two really interesting resolutions got deferred because Nate couldn't be there, and we only had part of our committee there. And those are the legislative salary resolution and the resolution dealing with open meetings. So they will come up next time, I hope.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And I guess, Nate, I'd like to ask you, since I am the vice chair, I would like to attend these meetings where you're going into more detail on planning how performance will be measured. So let me know when they happen.
About performance-related ones? Yeah, okay.
Kathy Lucerer.
I'd just like to make a comment that as the legislator who originally introduced the legislative pay resolution with the notion that we needed to discuss this sooner rather than later so that prospective candidates would not be placed in the odd position of voting on their own salaries, I will be bringing a resolution forward at the next meeting of this body as a member-filed resolution.
Okay, any further comment on that committee's report?
When's Nathan's next meeting?
It will be actually the second Friday of March.
That's the 13th. Another Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we got two of them.
That's why for that.
All right, prepare to move on. Resolution A. This is appointment of temporary board of assessment.
Yes. You read it for me. So I would move that, Resolution A.
Who'd like to second? Pam seconds.
I'll tell you that it has been the practice, because it's allowed by law, for our assessment department to name six additional people to serve as temporary members of the Board of Assessment Review, which itself consists of three people. And this enables our department to have three panels of three persons each to meet with people who come in. And the assessment department tries to have people with expertise in residential, in rural, and in commercial properties. And that's what this list that is in Resolution A reflects. They're the same six who served last year.
Further comments before we vote? Frank Proto?
Julie, who are the three permanent? Who are the three?
Oh, I was afraid you'd ask me that. I can remember one name, Nelson Bills, and I've forgotten the other two names.
Do we ever get to see the... Are these folks required to submit any resumes?
Not to us.
They have to the assessments department.
The reason I ask is that recognizing that these folks are the same ones that served in the past, and they do perform a review when people walk in, like any other, I'm surprised Carol isn't asking this question, like any other advisory board or review board, from time to time, it's good to have some turnover. But I noticed some of these folks have served more than just from last year.
Yes, there is some turnover, but these six happen to be the same as last year. And it did not get a unanimous vote at committee, but that didn't show in your packet because the packet got printed first. There was one dissenting vote, and Leslin asked to have it pulled off, and I'm sure she'll explain why, or I could if you want me to.
Go ahead, well, go for it, Julie. I'll be curious. Leslin
was concerned about how these folks were recruited.
Well, that would be my question,
yes,
as well. Right. I mean, that's a question that I raised last year in the same vein. And while these folks seem to have name recognition because of, as you said, real estate expertise, it's important that they interface well with people that come in for the review itself. I mean, we've all heard horror stories when we sit on the boards of review in our own towns. And it's important that people are sensitive, especially now, with everybody being worried about what their assessments are. And I don't know, has anybody had any experience with the people that are named here?
Yes, Ed Lane was on Soil and Water. You must know him.
Well, he was off the Soil and Water board before I got on it.
I see.
Leslin?
Mr. Chair, I really do want the record to reflect that I have nothing against the people who are listed here. I was just not satisfied with the response to how people were recruited and how open a process it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that we're working towards in this county, just about having more open processes, and that didn't make me comfortable.
Okay. And Carol?
Yeah, can anybody give me an idea of how much time it takes to do this and why this particular board is compensated when other people we ask to serve are not?
Thanks, Karen.
Well, you know, Jay's not here to answer those questions. My memory is from being at that committee that they do put in a fair amount of time. This is less than that amount of time would normally be compensated at, and it's a professional courtesy, essentially, to give some stipend for the time contributed. But I can't really answer for the department. Dooley?
I found notes that tell me who the three so-called permanent members are. Edie Spaulding is one. I mentioned Nelson Bills. And Martin, I believe my note says Preston. I apologize if I have that name wrong.
Martha Preston?
Martha Preston.
I think it's Martha Preston.
My writing, I can't read my own writing. This is serious.
Are we ready to vote?
Well,
Kathy.
So I'm listening to this discussion, and I'm thinking every couple of years this comes up. So what can we do differently, even if we vote now? What can we do differently for next year? Because clearly it's a concern.
Well, the question came up at committee, and Jay certainly said the department is very open to suggestions. Leslin, do you have any comments?
Oh, thank you. I just want to follow up because I was the third thing. Thank you, Carol, about why are these folks compensated. And I'd really like at some point now the vote to get an answer about why this and not other boards where people are doing.
It's
okay.
Provided for in law,
and
we have followed that practice for a long time.
Mm-hmm. If people want to get a more full question, I guess, Nathan, if you can bring that to assessments request and get an answer for us, that'd be great. And if people have suggestions about improving the outreach process, the open process for soliciting people to serve in this temporary board, which is a short term of service, that would be great. Martha Roberts.
I think there's a little bit of a distinction because these folks actually make decisions about taxation. I mean, they're sort of in a quasi-official sense that it's not just an advisory board to the county. When we all take turns at our town and village boards doing the hearing assessment grievances from folks, and then we check over things. Says here, send that one to the appeal board, and that's this group. And I think they make the final decisions. So I think there's a sort of a different character.
Which is one reason why I think historically they've been recruited from people with real estate, mortgage banking experience, people who deal with properties all the time. But as Mike said, Jay is very open to other suggestions for recruiting.
Are we ready to vote on Resolution A? Kathy?
Can I just say that then it sounds to me as though members of this body could take it upon themselves to make recommendations.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would just do it sooner rather than later to get it in while it's still fresh in our memory, because I can think of like three or four people that I could suggest that I think have possibly the requisite experience here in our community, and I bet everybody else can think of a few too. So that would be one way we could feel that we're going to make a difference, and then we could see if it happens next year, and be great to be thinking about this before the thing comes to the committee.
I think the department would welcome that and encourage it. Ready to vote? All in favor of Resolution A?
Aye.
Any opposed? One, two opposed. That passes. On to Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality Committee, Pam McAsee, Chair.
Thank you. The Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality Committee has not had its regular meeting this month yet. It will meet tomorrow at 3:15. This year, our regular meeting time will be the second Wednesday of the month at 3:15. And so I don't have anything to report, but I do have a resolution, Resolution C, appointments to Industrial Development Agency, and I so move.
Is there a second? Frank Proto seconds. Is there discussion? Carol Chalk.
Yeah, Frank asked why I hadn't commented yet on the board membership, and it's because you got called on first, Frank.
Why don't you do it now?
Okay, I will. Thank you for the invitation. I pulled this off of the consent agenda because I. This has been an issue of that we've spent a lot of time talking about at PDEC and examined closely this year, the whole notion of appointments to various boards and committees that we have guidelines that are clear, that we keep them open and fair, and that we try to balance continuity, the need for continuity on various boards and committees with giving some priority to turnover as well. And so I just thought that this deserved some just a little bit of conversation and thought. I personally have a bias in favor of making opportunities available to a variety of people, including ourselves and constituencies. And the other thing that we made a strong point of looking closely at was attendance records for various boards and committees, and gave a high priority to not insisting that attendance be perfect all year, but that for a reappointment, for a continuance, to make sure that we were making sure to get people who, for whom attendance was a priority, that yes, circumstances were going to come up, health circumstances and others, but that if that was a factor in somebody's life, that maybe that was then an indication of a time or just overcommitment or whatever, that was maybe an indication of a time to have it turn over. And I didn't think that this particular slate achieved that. I asked questions about my understanding is that that there's at least one member who has been absent not quite half of the times, and so but we didn't have the records available. So I'll be voting against this just because I didn't feel like we should move forward on it this quickly without having that information.
Thank you very much. Are we ready to vote on Resolution C, Appointments of Industrial Development Agency? Leslie.
Mr. Chair, can I ask who who's new?
I believe Mike Sigler is replacing Mike Hattery as our representative, one of our representatives on that. Everyone else is the same.
That's the only new?
That's the only new.
Oh, I don't recognize the last name as being under. Thank you.
Dooley.
Must this get acted on tonight?
Yes.
I believe many of the IDA appointments serve until reappointments come up, but there are some here. We would not have a quorum at the next IDA meeting if we don't vote tonight.
They continue to serve.
I wondered why Carol didn't ask to have this delayed.
Well, I asked that in committee, and the sense strongly on the committee was that it seemed people felt that it needed to be acted on, so I didn't ask to table it or anything.
Are we ready to proceed? All in favor of Resolution C, please raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? One, two, three opposed. That passes with three opposed. On to further committee reports. Budget, Capital, and Finance Committee.
Thank you. We will have the second and fourth Monday, 3 o'clock, for our meetings. Let me just say, this is a new role for me here in the county legislature, and I'm also one of your reps on all the labor negotiations, and basically we have 80% of our workforce without a contract, and that includes management confidential, department heads, and the white collar, road, and corrections. So we have much to deal with in terms of money in the future year. And a couple of my goals are going to be personal goals. One, that we ask the employees as well as we can to give us input about efficiencies that the county might be able to implement over the year. And I think if we do that in a correct manner, that we can get some help from our employees. Another goal of mine will be to keep as many people working for the county as we have now, given the money that we have and potential money that we have for this year. I think if we can achieve that, we will be doing something in this economy that many other places are not. And I'm hoping we can do that. In terms of local property taxes, we set a goal last year on the 3% goal that we were able to meet on the levy, and clearly this year we have to meet whatever our levy increase or not is for the year of 2009. So I think the committee has a lot to do given the finances in not only locally, what's happened to the economy locally, and statewide and nationwide, and that's what I pledge to all of you as the chair of the committee, and I hope that with all of your help we can achieve that.
Thank you, Jim. Last year, Paula took some time, and after all the committee goals were assembled, she made a master document. I think that'll be useful this year to have everyone see the other committee goals as well, so if you want to sit in on certain committee meetings, you can do so. So we'll see if we can arrange that. Questions for the chair, Nathan?
Hey, Jim, what are we discussing on Monday? I haven't looked at the agenda yet.
It's a very limited agenda, except that One of our colleagues has the tax the rich resolution, if I can characterize it as that.
Okay.
And obviously there'll be discussion of goals and
state budget. We're going to go through a more detailed presentation on state budget and how it affects specific areas of our budget.
All right, because I have an air of service board meeting that was because of...
Can you talk about this someplace else?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it's just that I would like it to be, I would like the priority items to be brought to the beginning.
Okay.
But also, the second thing that I wanted to bring up is that actually, is that today in my meeting with Anita, there was a really, Anita and Steve and Jackie and personnel, they had a really great suggestion for government performance that Jim just reminded me of, which was just to ask departments to come in for 5 or 10 minutes to actually talk about what they already do in terms of measurements of in programs. And just that way we can kind of highlight what's already been done. So.
Thank you.
Another agenda item, there is a resolution regarding process to fill vacancies and change position classification that Joe is bringing forward. So. On to the next committee.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy.
So I was just looking. I can't find the budget agenda anywhere.
It's sitting right here in a file that hasn't been distributed yet.
Okay.
But they will immediately after the meeting. Public Safety Committee, Martha Robertson, Chair.
We met on, when was it? Last week. Yeah, the 12th. And we will meet next on March 16th at 2:30. We are unique in our... timing, 2:30, public safety. We heard from the sheriff about jail population, and he gave us a year-end report, which included some great statistics that on the, looking for it, on the different class, different levels of incarceration for different offenses, and bail statistics. A couple of details. Board outs in all of the transportation during 2008, board outs accounted for about less than 20% of the transportation. So even though transportation for board outs is an expense that we worry about, it's minor in terms of all transportation. Court transportation to court is by far the biggest at 70%. So I think the sheriff is going to be working with us on data in a new way this year. The total from 2008, the average population in the jail, actually the total custody, including board outs, was 68.54 people a day. So that is really, I think, a very good number. That's... very modest. I mean, when we think about the amount that the number of people that were projected that we would be incarcerating by Labella 10 years ago, you know, about half, they projected something like 120 to 30 at this point. So 68 and a half people on average. Board outs in 2008 cost just under $450,000. I had a report for the committee of a lot of things I learned at NYSAC. We actually heard directly from the new commissioner on corrections, and that was really very interesting, some good news and some really good news and some other news, too. I will type that up. It's too late to go through that kind of stuff today. But the probation department, Pat Buchel, you should have each gotten one of these lovely maps in your box. You may have said, what is this? This is the roadmap to probation, which, as Pat described it, is really all of probation is an alternative to incarceration. So we have what has been called a system of graduated sanctions. And so Pat kind of walked us through how the system works from the a flow really from first arrest all the way through the end of somebody's sentence. And we are going to spend time at each committee meeting going through a couple of each of these programs so that the committee is fully educated about what really is involved when we talk about our probation services and how they work. And all that is preparatory to say that we will be focusing on analyzing the data in the whole system, and not just who's in the jail, but looking actually at data from the probation department and the district attorney and trying to get a holistic picture of how our systems are working, what kind of recidivism there is, and really try to understand better what we're paying for. We had a long report from Lee Shurtleff on tweaks in the communication system. We talked about the broadband idea that he's trying to investigate. We had some concern about towers in the county because there have been a couple of tower applications for cell towers, one in Dryden, one in the city, and so there have been some questions like, how, you know, aren't we trying to get cell companies to rent space on our towers? So we asked Lee that, and he said that basically our towers are pretty much, except for Ithaca College, are really in the rural areas where the cell companies are not really concerned about building up service yet, and they're really trying to, they're building in the urban areas more, and trying to saturate those areas first. He thinks maybe 5 or 6 years from now, our more rural sites will be a little more attractive. There was a lot more, but I think I'll leave it at that and just say March 16th at 2:30. We had a couple of items on the consent agenda, and I should mention those. The news about the Department of Corrections and the parole violators, the governor's budget not including any funding for state readies in county jails is one of those unfunded mandates that adds up to a lot of money. And people had asked about the ATI consolidated service plan that we approved on the consent agenda. That is basically a partial funding for the caseworker in DSS who does the evaluations in the jail, drug and alcohol evaluations, at the request of judges so that they have a better idea of what's an appropriate placement for somebody in the jail. So that person was doing that all last year and will continue this year with the help of this funding. So unless there are any questions, that's my report.
Pam?
Yeah, I have a question. Martha, you said that the average number of people in the jail was 68.
In custody. Total custody.
In total custody?
Yes.
What does that mean? You mean people who are out with leg monitors or whatever they are?
No. Those folks aren't. It means either people in our jail or on or boarded out.
Okay. So I would be curious to know what the highest number of people we have in jail at a time. And how high that goes and how long those high numbers last. That could be hidden in these figures, and that would be of concern if we had that. So if you could get that, I would appreciate that.
That's a really good question, because the commission historically had wanted us to build enough cells for the peaks, and, you know, the couple of days a year that we might have 90, they thought we had to have capacity for that and more. So that's a good question. Okay, thanks.
If there's no further questions, move on to Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee. Leslie McKean, Claiborne Chair.
Oh, how I miss public safety. Thank you, Martha. I get that feeling whenever she starts talking about it. WDAC has not met, but I do want to share a little something with you all and ask you to pat yourselves on the back for continuing to plow forward with issues of diversity and inclusion and cultural change within our organization. On Friday, I got this email, and I figured it was a Friday the 13th joke. It made me want to do my Halloween scream. And just an excerpt from it says, diversity, and this is from a county official, who says, diversity is something that our county has a little opportunity to benefit from. And alluded to the idea of fostering diversity, that it is counterproductive and will cause inordinate delays. So after I picked myself up off the floor, I said I need to thank my colleagues in the Tompkins County Legislature for not seeing it as causing inordinate delays or whatever the terminology is, or being counterproductive to the work that we do here, and for also seeing that there's a lot of opportunity for growth in this county as we look at issues of diversity and inclusion. WDIC will meet on the 25th, next Wednesday, at 3:30 in the Beverly State Conference Room. And I wish I had all the time in the world to travel the country, explain to people why diversity and inclusion is so important to business development and growth. That's my report.
Thank you. If there's no questions, Dooley, do you have any update regarding Legislative Rules and Procedures Committee in terms of when they might meet? Or?
Well, I thank you for not putting that committee on the list tonight. As you know, Mike Hattery is out of town for a while. Frank and Mike and I hope to get together the last Friday of this month for the first time and try to set a real meeting time.
Okay. All right. Ready to move on to minutes of previous meeting, February 3rd. Would like to move them? Leslie moves them. Frank seconds. Ready to vote? All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed. That passes with one opposed. No one finished business. Are you ready to move into executive session? I think it will be brief. One is for real estate transactions, and the other is for a legal matter. Who'd like to move us into executive session? Leslie moves it. Who'd like to second? Will seconds. We will not expect any action after executive session. All in favor of going to executive session? Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. We'll take 5 minutes for the cameras to break down.
Mike, may I say one thing? I spoke to Greg today, and he spoke pretty nicely. I haven't had a chance to want it face-to-face with him, but he told me he'd watch the meeting for 45 minutes, so I'm sure he's on some other
Thank you. Send him our greetings.